The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
I have an idea, Fester. See if we can track down Rick Moranis' agent. I know it's COVID-19 time. I don't know if he wants to get on an airplane, but see what his appearance fee is. I think we ought to bring him into town.
Now, does somebody who's been out of the business for 20 years have an agent still?
Probably does.
I saw him in a commercial.
Hey, wait a minute. How much money could he command? The reason why I want to bring him to town is you saw earlier in the week that they're going to do the drive-in movies at Armature Works. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Is that pretty cool?
Yeah, that's great. That's where movies are going.
Yeah, drive-in. Rooftop Cinema Club is going to offer socially distant movie screenings at Armature Works. Saw this in the Times. And the outdoor screenings, the movies are going to start on October 15th. Now, do you know what the first movie is that they're going to show, Fester?
I would guess it's something with Rick Moranis.
No, it's not.
Oh. Oh, my God, those would be my guess. Damn it.
It's this.
Oh, Sandy.
Grease is going to be the first one they show at Armature Works.
Nicky's like a hot cut.
So then why do we need Rick Moranis? Why wouldn't we want to get like John Travolta or somebody?
What other movies do you think they're going to show?
Spaceballs? My favorite movie of all time, Spaceballs?
I've got the schedule here. Grease is the 15th. Jurassic Park is the 16th. Hocus Pocus, Jumanji, Greatest Showman, Space Jam on the 20th. Princess Bride.
Those are awesome.
Hold on, you go down the list here. On October 28th, guess what they're going to show?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
No.
Ghostbusters?
Oh, what a good guess, Fester.
Hey, genius. Yeah, Ghostbusters.
Oh. Ghostbusters? This is the theme.
Yeah, this would be the theme to Ghostbusters, genius. Yeah, so let me shut this thing off. Hang on a minute. So Ghostbusters is going to be on the, 28th at Armature Works. So
can we go back to Grease?
What year is this?
No.
I want to share something.
You want me to play the song again?
No.
Go back to the movie Grease.
Y'all are learning a little bit more about me.
Yeah.
This movie made such an impression on me when I was a kid. I wrote down ways to be cool. Perm your hair.
Yeah.
Wear all black tight clothes and smoke cigarettes. Because this is the kind of message that Grease was sending young girls.
Yeah, how old were you when Grease was out?
I don't know, probably, single digits.
Because the movie came out in, was that 78? Was that the summer of 78 or 79?
Yeah, sounds about 79.
Somewhere in there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's not when it came out. Yeah. You saw it in reruns and then on TV years later.
Right, probably.
But the reason why I want to bring Rick Moranis into town is because he was just attacked in New York, and I think it'd be a great coming out.
Ow.
We'd have to make sure that no one attacked Rick at the Armature Works in Tampa if we brought him. That'd be great. Show Ghostbusters, bring Rick Moranis to town? I think it's awesome.
I think he's like a click above a hermit.
And his net worth is $10 million, according to this site. We know everything on the internet is true.
Hold on a minute. That site sucks. That celebrity net worth site sucks.
Probably $10,000.
Did you know that site only put MJ's worth at $2 million?
What a joke.
Wait. Do you think my net worth is more or less than that?
Look, I think you're selling parts out of your garage to pay the electric bill. I think you're just scraping by.
You got it, buddy. Absolutely. All right, 6:51, it's the MJ Morning Show. Yeah, this sausage kid. I'm not buying this sausage kid. That's why I had to come back to work. To keep
that's
the lights
why.
On.
That's
why I relaunched the MJ Morning Show, to keep the lights on here.
We're really here for the health insurance.
This sausage kid, this could be a bigger story than the kidnapping plot against the governor of Michigan, actually. Hold on, we'll get to it next. It's the MJ Morning Show. We are back on Q105.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.